Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem by Avraham Golder, and today we're on Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Hey, the first parak, Arba Rosh Hashanim. Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chaya Bas Esther. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one, on Daf Dalad Amah Beis, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov derived that Shavuos has 7 days of Tashlumim, of compensation from a pasuk that juxtaposes Shavuos with Pesach. The Gemara in our Daf asks where the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon derive it from, given that they use that pasuk for a different limud, and answers that they derive it from the source presented in the Braisa taught by Rabbi Bar Shmuel, which taught, Amra Torah mene yomim v'kadesh chodesh. The Torah said two things, count days and sanctify Rosh Chodesh, mene yomim v'kadesh atzeres, count days and sanctify Chag HaShavuos. This teaches ma chodesh l'manuyav, just as the beginning of the month is sanctified for a period equal to one of the units by which it's counted, meaning a day, so too Shavuos is sanctified for a period equal to one of the units by which it is counted, meaning a week. When the Gemara asks that perhaps it should only be counted for a day, since the Torah also uses a day as a unit for counting up to Shavuos, Rava said, mitzvah l'mine yome, mitzvah l'mine shavue. It's a mitzvah to count both days and weeks, and furthermore it's written, Chag HaShavuos, which literally means the festival of weeks. Point number two, a braisa on Daf Dalad Amud Aleph listed several obligations that are subject to the prohibition of Baal Ta'acher. The Gemara here brings a source for each of the ruling. It was taught in a braisa, the pasuk states, Ki Sidor Neder, when you make a neder, you should not delay to pay it. How do we know that a nedava is also subject to the prohibition of Baal Ta'acher? The word neder is also stated in a different pasuk, Im Neder or Nedava, if a neder or nedava is his carbon. So just as there a nedava is included with a neder, so too here. The pasuk continues, L'Hashem Elokecha, to Hashem your God. This refers to Hadamin, V'Harachin, V'Hacharamin, V'Hekdeshos. The pasuk continues, L'Sa'acher Shamo, you shall not delay to pay it. This teaches that one is chai for delaying it, but not for delaying Chilufav, its substitute. The pasuk continues, Ki Dorosh Yidrashenu, for he will demand it. This refers to Chatos, Hashamos, Olos, Ushlamim. The pasuk continues, Hashem Elokecha, Hashem your God. This refers to tzedakos, maisers, b'chor. The pasuk continues, me'imach of you. This refers to lechot shukum peah. The pasuk continues, v'yal becha chet, there will be a sin found in you. This teaches that if you delay, there will be sin in you. V'lo b'korbancha chet, and there will not be a sin in your offering, meaning that it has not become invalid. And pointing me through the Gemara asks what the Braisa is referring to when it teaches that one is not chayv for delaying payment of chilufav, its substitute. And after the first explanation is rejected, Rav Shesha said, Kagon she'avru lav shnei regalim v'huma. We're dealing with a case where two regalim passed, and then the original or shlamim became blemished, whereupon he transferred its kedusha to another animal, and one more yantav passed. You might have thought, hoyo umikoch kamakase, since the substitute comes by virtue of the first offering, it's treated as a single offering that passed three regalim, and the owner should be liable for Baal Ta'acher. The pasuk's coming to teach he's not chayv. Rav explains that according to Rabbi Meir, who holds that one transgresses after one regal, we're dealing with a case where the original offering became blemished during the regal, and he transferred its kedusha to another animal, and then the regal passed. You might have thought that one should be chayiv since the animal comes by virtue of the first offering. The pasuk is coming to teach that he's not chayiv. So once again, the 3 points are number one. On Daf Dalad Amud Beis, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov derived that Shavuos has 7 days of tashlumim, of compensation from a pasuk that juxtaposes Shavuos with Pesach. The Gemara in our Daf asks where the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon derive it from, given that they use that pasuk for a different limud, and answers that they derive it from the source presented in the Braisa taught by Rabbi Bar Shmuel, which taught, Amra Torah mene yomim v'kadesh chodesh. The Torah said two things, count days and sanctify Rosh Chodesh, mene yomim v'kadesh atzeres, count days and sanctify Chag HaShavuos. This teaches ma chodesh l'manuyav, just as the beginning of the month is sanctified for a period equal to one of the units by which it's counted, meaning a day, so too Shavuos is sanctified for a period equal to one of the units by which it is counted, meaning a week. When the Gemara asks that perhaps it should only be counted for a day, since the Torah also uses a day as a unit for counting up to Shavuos, Rava said, mitzvah l'mine yome, mitzvah l'mine shavue. It's a mitzvah to count both days and weeks, and furthermore it's written, Chag HaShavuos, which literally means the festival of weeks. Point number two, a braisa on Daf Dalad Amud Aleph listed several obligations that are subject to the prohibition of Baal Ta'acher. The Gemara here brings a source for each of the ruling. It was taught in a braisa, the pasuk states, Ki Sidor Neder, when you make a neder, you should not delay to pay it. How do we know that a nedava is also subject to the prohibition of Baal Ta'acher? The word neder is also stated in a different pasuk, Im Neder or Nedava, if a neder or nedava is his carbon. So just as there a nedava is included with a neder, so too here. The pasuk continues, L'Hashem El Kelcha, to Hashem your God. This refers to Hadamin, V'Harachin, V'Hacharamin, V'Hagdeshos. The pasuk continues, L'Sa'acher Shamo, you shall not delay to pay it. This teaches that one is chai for delaying it, but not for delaying chilufav, its substitute. The pasuk continues, Ki dorosh yidrushenu, for he will demand it. This refers to Chatos, Hashamos, Olos, Ushlamim. The pasuk continues, Hashem El Kelcha, Hashem your God. This refers to Tzedakos, Maisers, Bechor. The pasuk continues, Me'imach of you. This refers to Lechot Shukum Peah. The pasuk continues, Vayabecha Chait, there will be a sin found in you. This teaches that if you delay, there will be sin in you. And there will not be a sin in your offering, meaning that it has not become invalid. And pointing me through the Gemara asks what the Brisa is referring to when it teaches that one is not chayav for delaying payment of chilufav, its substitute. And after the first explanation is rejected, Rav Shesha said, Kagon she'avru lav shnei regalim v'humam. We're dealing with a case where two regalim passed, and then the original or shlamim became blemished, whereupon he transferred its kedusha to another animal, and one more yantav passed. You might have thought, hoyo umikoch kamakase, since the substitute comes by virtue of the first offering, it's treated as a single offering that passed three regalim, and the owner should be liable for a balta acher. The pasuk's coming to teach, he's not chayev. Rav explains that according to Rabbi Meir, who holds that one transgresses after one regal, we're dealing with a case where the original offering became blemished during the regal, and he transferred its kedusha to another animal, and then the regal passed. You might have thought, that one should be chayiv since the animal comes by virtue of the first offering. The pasuk is coming to teach that he's not chayiv. All right, so now we go to our simon daf hay, and our standard simon is hay, like a haystack. So here goes. The children joyously jumping in the hay for the 7 days of Tashlumim for Shavuos, watching the Baal Ta'acher parade, featuring several chiyuvim such as Nadarim and Nadavos, as well as Pe'aleket and Tzedakah, were fascinated when one man noticed a blemish on his offering and transferred its kedusha to a substitute. Once again, it's emotion. The children joyously jumping in the hay. Hey, that must be one duff. Hey. The children joyously jumping in the hay for the 7 days of Tashlumim for Shavuos, which reminds us, the Gemara asks where the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon derive that Shavuos has 7 days of Tashlumim, and answers that they derive it from the source presented in the Braisa taught by Rabbi Bar Shmuel, which taught, Am retort, mene yomim v'kadesh chodesh. The Torah said two things, count days and sanctify Rosh Chodesh, mene yomim v'kadesh hatzeres, count days and sanctify Chag HaShavuos. This teaches, ma chodesh l'manuyev, just at the beginning of the month, is sanctified for a period equal to one of the units by which it is counted, meaning a day, af hatzeres l'manuyev. So too Shavuos is sanctified for a period equal to one of the units by which it is counted, meaning a week. So the children joyously jumping in the hay for the 7 days of Tashlumim for Shavuos, watching the Baal Ta'acher parade, featuring several chiyuvim such as Nadarim and Nadavos, as well as Pe'aleket and Tzedakah, which reminds us that Brais on Dav Dalad Amud Aleph listed several obligations that are subject to the prohibition of Baal Ta'acher, such as Nadarim, Nadavos, Hekdeshos, Tzedakos, Maisos, Bechor, Pe'aleket, Shechel, and more. The Gemara here brings a source for each of these rulings. So the children joyously jumping in the hay for the 7 days of Tashlumim for Shavuos, watching the Baal Ta'acher parade, featuring several chiyuvim such as Nadarim and Nadavos, as well as Pe'aleket and Tzedakah, were fascinated when one man noticed a blemish on his offering and transferred its kedusha to a substitute. Which reminds the Gemara what the Brisa is referring to when it teaches that one is not chayav for Baal Ta'acher for delaying payment of chilufav, its substitute. And after the first explanation is rejected, Rav Shesha said, Kagon she'avru lav shnei regalim v'humam. We're doing the case where two regalim passed, and the original Olah Shlamim became blemished, whereupon he transferred its kedusha to another animal, and one more yantav passed. You might have thought, Hoyo umikoch kamakas, since the substitute comes by virtue of the first offering, it's treated as a single offering that passed three regalim, and the owner should be chayav for Baal Ta'acher. The pasuk is coming to teach that he's not chayav. So once again, the children joyously jumping in the hay for the 7 days of Tashlumim for Shavuos, watching the Baal Ta'acher parade, featuring several chiyuvim such as Nadarim and Nadavos, as well as Pe'aleket and Tzedakah, were fascinated when one man noticed a blemish on his offering and transferred his kedusha to a substitute. All right, now it's time for a four blot back chazara. Daf Mem. So the Simmer Daf Mem is a pool. So here goes. After depositing his fruit in a designated corner by the guardian's pool, that must be more in Daf Mem, Mayim. After depositing his fruit in a designated corner by the guardian's pool, which reminds us we have a Malchus Rav Shmuel regarding one who deposits produce with a friend for safekeeping. Rav holds the produce is karagli mishehivkido lo. The tchum of the deposit is like that of the feet of the one to whom it was entrusted, versus Shmuel holds karagli amavki. The tchum is according to the feet of the depositor. In a case in which the guardian assigned the depositor a specific corner in the guardian's house for storing the deposited produce, he is not the legal guardian of the produce, but the owner is. So after depositing his fruit in a designated corner by the guardian's pool, he wisely had his domesticated cow take a drink of water before the shechita. Which reminds them, the reason the Mishnah says that one may water domesticated animals and shech them, when it's obvious that one may give water to his animal on Yantiv, is to inform us in passing of another matter, that one should first water his animal and then shech it, because of the adhesion of the hide to the animal. If one waters his animal before the shechita, it then becomes easier to skin later. So after depositing his fruit in a designated corner by the guardian's pool, he wisely had his domesticated cow take a drink of water before the shechita, while his range animals grazed happily in the pasture, since they were considered muksa when it came to shechita. Which reminds us of the Gemara's final discussion regarding what Rebbe holds regarding the muksa status of range animals, when it seems that he subscribes to Rebbe Shimon's narrow view of muksa law. Three answers are given.
Daf base, so the simmer daf base is a bais, is a house. So here goes.
The royal house, that must be on daf base. The royal house where a king sat on his throne as the shtar was being signed, according to the year of his reign in the month of Nisan. Which reminds us, the opening Mishnah teaches that the first of Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for Malachim, which Rav Chisla said is needed with respect to shtaros for documents. It was taught in the Mishnah, shtar echov v'amukdamim psulim, mukharim b'ksherim, predated debt documents are pasul, while postdated ones are kosher. If the loan document is predated, the lender could use it to unlawfully collect properties that the borrower sold before the actual date of the loan, but after the date recorded in the document. Since shtaros are commonly dated using the year of the king's reign, it's necessary to have a standardized method of reckoning that year to determine whether a particular document is predated or postdated. So the royal house where a king sat on his throne as the shtar was being signed, according to the year of his reign in the month of Nisan, featured a massive mural depicting the history of Klal Yisrael from Yetzias Yisrael, which reminds Rabbi Yochanan said, from where do we know that we count the years of kings only from Nisan? Makish Malko Shlomo with Yetzias Yisrael. The pasuk compares the reign of Shlomo to Yetzias Yisrael with respect to counting the years. Ma Yetzias Yisrael min Nisan, a Malko Shlomo min Nisan. Therefore, just as the years from Yetzias Yisrael are counted from Nisan, so too the years of the reign of Shlomo are counted from Nisan. So, the royal house where a king sat on his throne as the shtar was being signed, according to the year of his reign in the month of Nisan, featured a massive mural depicting the history of Klal Yisrael, from Yetzias Yisrael all the way to the death of Aaron. Which reminds the Gemara how we know we count the years from Yetzias Yisrael from Nisan. Perhaps we count them from Tishrei. And answers that one should not consider that possibility, since, when referring to Aaron's death that took place in Av, the Torah describes it as occurring in the 40th year from the Exodus. And referring to the beginning of Moshe's speech and the beginning of Chumash Dvarim, which was said 5 months later, with Tishrei in between, the Torah also describes it as occurring in the 40th year. Makal the Rosh Hashanah lav Tishrei hu. It is evident that the Rosh Hashanah with respect to Yetzias Yisrael is not Tishrei.
Daf Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Gimel is a Gamal, a camel. So here goes.
The camels, camels. That must be more in Daf Gimel, Gamal. The camels competing in the great annual camel race, taking place in the second month in the second, which reminds the Gemara brings a different source to show that the years of the king's reign are counted from Nisan. Mohazir said it's derived from V'yachol Ivnos Bechosh Hashem B'sheni B'shnas Arba L'Malchuso. He, referring to Shlomo Melech, began to build the Beis HaMikdash in the second month, which is the year, in the second, in the fourth year of his reign. What does the pasuk mean by repeating in the second? V'sheni L'Yerach Shemonim Bo L'Malchuso. Does it not mean the second month after the month from which the king's reign is counted? That is, Iyar is the second month of the king's reign, which begins in Nisan. We see from here that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for kings. So, the camels competing in the great annual camel race, taking place in the second month, in the second, race past the non-Jewish king, whose reign was counted in Tishrei. Which reminds us, with regard to the Mishnah's ruling that Nisan is a Rosh Hashanah for kings, Rav Chisda said, they taught this ruling only with respect to kings of Israel, but with respect to the kings of the other nations of the world, we count their reigns from Tishrei, since in referring to an incident with Nehemiah that took place in Kislev, the pasuk describes it as occurring in the 20th year. And referring to an incident that took place later, in Nisan, the pasuk also describes it as occurring in the 20th year, Makal the Rosh Hashanah, Lev Nisan, who evidently the Rosh Hashanah with respect to the king's reign is not Nisan. And once we know it's not Nisan, it stands to reason that it begins in Tishrei, which marks the new year in many other contexts. So the camels competing in the great annual camel race, taking place in the second month, in the second, race past a non-Jewish king, whose reign was counted in Tishrei, and who was beginning to look sour as he realized he was about to lose his massive bet. Which reminds us, when Rav Yosef challenged Rav Chisda's ruling that the reign of non-Jewish kings is reckoned from Tishrei, based on Psukim referring to Daryavesh's reign, where Tishrei did not trigger the next year count of his reign, Rabbi Yitzchak answered, Korish mel kasher ayat lafichach manu lo kamalchi Yisrael.
Koresh, referring to Daryavesh, was a virtuous king. Therefore, they reckon his reign as they would for kings of Israel from Nisan, when later psukim are brought that demonstrate that Nisan did not trigger the next year of his reign. Rabbi Yitzchak answered that it was not a kasha, kadin kodem shehichmitz, here in the parsha about the resumption of the temple's construction, which reckons Daryavesh's second year as beginning in Nisan. The reference is the period before he soured, kanul achar shehichmitz, whereas here in the parsha which does not reckon his seventh year as beginning in Nisan, the reference is to the period after he soured. And then we're on the next up, we'll discuss how Daryavesh soured.
Daf Dalet, so the Simur Daf Dalet is a door. So here goes.
The door, door. That must mean we're in Daf Dalet, Dalet, door. The door to enter the shul featured a huge slot for giving tzedakah to get into Olam Haba, which reminds us Rav Kahana objected to Rabbi Yitzchak's contention that Daryavesh soured by the time of Ezra's journey, for it's written in a letter that he sent with Ezra to give the governors of Yehuda that the Jews should be given whatever animals as offerings and supplies they needed daily without fail. Rabbi Yitzchak answered that from this very passage we can see that he acted purely for selfish motives rather than the sake of heaven. For Daryavesh says, so they may offer pleasing offerings to God of heaven and pray for the lives of the king and his children. The more questions if this is problematic, for it's taught in a brisa concerning one who says, I donate the cell to tzedakah, so that my son shall live in this chus of the mitzvah, or that I should have a share in Olam Haba, harzat tzadik gamur. This person is a complete tzadik. So why should Daryavesh be considered self-serving? The Gemara answers that this is not a difficulty, kan b'Yisrael, kan b'Ovdei Kochavim here. The brisa deals with the Jew, while here, in the case of Daryavesh, we're dealing with idolaters. So the door to enter the shul featured a huge slot for giving tzedakah to get into Olam Haba, and was made of alternating rows of wood and marble. Which reminds the Gemara brings three differences between how Shlomo Melch and Daryavesh built the temple with rows of wood between rows of marble, which demonstrate how Daryavesh had soured. So the door to enter the shul featured a huge slot for giving tzedakah to get into Olam Haba, and was made of alternating rows of wood and marble. Whereas the exit door next to it had a Yom Tov calendar posted on it, reminding members not to transgress the Lo Sase of Balta Acher. Which reminds the Mishnah that Nisan is also the Rosh Hashanah for the Regalim. And the Gemara explains the legal significance, Nafkamina Nodu Lamekam Alei B'Balta Acher. The Nafkamina relates to one who made a vow with respect to subjugating him to the Lo Sase of Do Not Delay. One who voluntarily vowed to bring an offering is prohibited to delay fulfillment of his vow beyond a certain period. The Gemara brings a five-way machlokas regarding when one transgresses Balta Acher. Our mission is like Rabbi Shimon, who holds Shal Shogam Kesidron V'Chagam Matzos Techila. The three Chagim must pass in sequence, with Pesach first. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldem Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.